Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing a series of shiurim in the holy sitter of Marna Rav Zitzal, the Olas Sriya. We are now on page Resh Hey. Shiur should be a schus for Rav Hanech Mordechai ben Frieda Simchor of Gil Amir ben Pnina. Baruch Abba Atzlach Ucham Asedem, Rav Eliezer Zev ben Dvorah, Baruch Abba Atzlach Ucham Asayadav, Rav Yitzhak ben Esther, Yosef Ezer ben Esther, Baruch Abba Atzlach Ucham Asayadayam, and Adina Bashev Vaznecha Gita, Baruch Abba Atzlach Ucham Asayadayam. Zichur Niflosav, remember his wonders, Asher Asa, that he performed. Mofsav, his miracles. Umishpite Fihu, and the judgments of his mouth. Omer Rav, Zichur Hashem, Ba Behadraga. Remembering Hashem comes in stages. Lioto Lechu Mitale Belev Kol Dorshav Be'emet. To be elevated in truth in the hearts of all those who seek him out. It's a gradual process, this seeking out of God. B'tchilat ha'tzad shel ha'malach, the beginning of the stepping in this process, asher lihigayon ha'kodesh, ba'ash kafal kol ha'yikum, shekulohi ach ma'aseh Hashem, v'kulohu malei nifla'ot. So where does it begin? It begins when you have a hashkafa on the ganze Welt, on the whole world, that it's all work of God, and it's all filled with wonders. Ve'arosham hazeh, and this impression, shekol ha'metziyut hi b'chlalam mipil'ot ma'aseh tamim deim, tzarichu shelo yishakach min alev merov ha'rigilut. This rosham, this impression, that all of reality is the wonders of God, has to not be forgotten from the heart due to us being so used to it. In other words, we're so accustomed to the idea that God created the world, that God runs the world, we sometimes forget it. It's not part of our consciousness. So that's what we have to do. It starts off that you look at the world, and you say, wow, this world is Ma'aseh Hashem, look at these wonders! That we are surrounded by billions, just in your body, you have billions of wonders, just in your body. And all around us, billions of wonders! Therefore, al ken, tzichim anu lishtamesh b'kisharon shel hazikaron, hamechayet reshmei hakodesh behamshachatam be'ota hamadrega shel chiyuniyutam. And therefore, we have to use this ability, this capacity to remember that brings to life all of the holy impressions that are drawn on that, from that madrega of their vitality. Shebe'et ha'kosher shel hofa'atam mechadash, at the proper time when they reappear. From reading the Rav Wright, what he's saying is that Zichru, remember, use your koach of memory, nifla osav, to take God's wonders that he did and make them part of your consciousness. It shouldn't be old news, it should be new news. Bring it alive. Live in wonder. We live in a wondrous world, and all we lack is wonder. It would be a different life. Zichru nifleotav asher asa, v'hanifleot halalu hamimalot et kol hayesh, ish lo ne'edar. And these wonders, which fill all of creation, with no one missing, haloim kshurot b'giluyim chodrim hamoftim הבהיקה המפעלית היוצאת מהסדר הרגיל, המראה את המגמה של ההוויה בעומק מוסריותה, שהיא מביאה כבר להכרה באחריותו של האדם על מהלכי חייו. So these wonders that fill all of creation, with no man missing, are connected with these penetrating revelations, the wonders, the mofsim. As we did zichron uflois of asher asa. How do the mofsim fit in? What are mofsim? Mofsim are bihikam mifalim mifalit hayotzed meseder gil. This great light, this shining, that goes out of the normal order of things, that shows the purpose of all of creation and the depth of its morality. That God wants to bring good into the world. And therefore we have these mofsim, which make good happen when necessary. And that brings a person to a hakara, a recognition of his responsibility on the path of his life. Shemaasim ha'enoshiyim tzrichim liot nishavim mehamakor ha'elohi kidei sheyatimu el ha'tochen ha'pnimi shel ha'havaya. Hamitgala b'moftim hamitgalim lakol b'me'oraot gdolim uvehamshecha dorit hamofiyah achareihem. That human actions have to be drawn from their godly source in order that they should fit with the internal content of creation that's revealed by the miracles that everybody sees in these great events. And that's drawn to the generations that come after them. In other words, if I'm reading the Rav right, and I'm sure I'm missing a lot, what I'm understanding is that first we have to remember God's niflos. God's niflos are constant, and we're surrounded by them. Use your zikaron for that. Also for his mofsim, for the wonders, which is not the niflos, or just nature. Not just, nature is pretty awesome. But the niflos are what we're used to, what we see around us. We have to remember that these are wonders. And then they're the mofsim. These are the miracles, these are the supernatural occurrences that bring creation back to its musariut, to its higher ethical standard. When the Rishayim have to get punished, they're punished. When the Tzaddikim have to be rewarded, they're rewarded. Mofsim. And then you realize, wait a second, there's this reward and punishment in the world. So then I better get my act together. That even my actions have to be coming from their godly source, in order they should fit the internal purpose of creation, the internal essence of creation, which is godliness, which is revealed by the mofsim. These mofsim show that there's a deeper purpose to creation that we're not aware of on the surface. And therefore we fit our deeds to these mofsim. That is, the mofsim reveal God's greater moral purpose for creation. And we make sure that, oh, we have a lot of achrayut ma'asit, we have a lot of practical responsibility. We follow God's judgments, we follow God's laws. So here we have it. Zichru niflaotav asher asa. Remember the niflos. Remember God's wonders. It's mamish wondrous. All of creation, all of nature. And remember the mofsim, these miracles that go out of nature, that are above nature, that are supernatural. And they're also super. And that's going to bring you to following mishpatei fiyu, to remember God's, the judgments of his mouth, that you're going to live with a high ethical standard, because you realize what world is all about. It's about goodness and righteousness. Awesome or not awesome? Avad awesome. So B'ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue our study of this Siddur, Bli Neder, and we just ask the Rabbanu Shel Olam Shenizke lilmo du lelamed lishma v'las l'kayimus kol rebei salma terasa b'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.